This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, June 28th, AD 2021. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Armed Fulani Muslim herdsmen shot and killed a Christian doctor on June 17th in Niger State, Nigeria, following attacks that killed 17 Christians in the Plateau State, reports Morningstar News. Dr. Precious Chinadu was killed after five Fulani herdsmen walked into the private hospital he operated in Salka Village. A longtime friend, Baradu Badan, said, quote, "Everyone loved him, always smiling, and he was one of the most hardworking persons I have ever known. His hospital boomed because he was saving lives. His blood will keep crying until justice is done," end quote. Romans 2 verses 5 through 9 says that these Muslim killers will be held accountable. "But by your hard and impenitent heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath, when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. For he will repay according to each one's deeds. For those who are self-seeking and who obey not the truth but wickedness, there will be wrath and fury. There will be anguish and distress for everyone who does evil." With nearly 160 people unaccounted for, and at least four dead after a seaside condominium tower in Surfside, Florida, collapsed into a smoldering heap of twisted metal and concrete, rescuers used both heavy equipment and their own hands to comb through the wreckage on Friday in an increasingly desperate search for survivors, reports the Associated Press. As scores of firefighters in the city just north of Miami toiled to locate and reach anyone still alive in the remains of the 12-story Champlain Towers built in 1981, hopes rested on how quickly crews, using dogs and microphones, could complete their grim yet delicate task. Fernando Velasquez said his 66-year-old brother Julio was in the building when it fell. He said, quote, "I miss my brother very much. I talk to him almost every day. But I know he's in heaven, because he was in love with Christ. If he is gone, he is in a much better place," end quote. Last Thursday, in a hearing of the House Education and Labor Committee, Republican Congresswoman Mary Miller of Illinois asked Biden's Education Secretary Miguel Cardona a simple question: how many genders are there? He refused to answer the question, reports CNSNews.com. Listen.
"Your department recently released this resource for students and families called Confronting Anti-LGBTQ Harassment in Schools. Under your leadership, this document gives an example of harassment, which is a teacher telling students that there are only two genders, boys and girls. That's a genetic and biological fact. Before we start penalizing teachers for stating a genetic and biological fact about genders, can you please clarify for the committee how many genders there are?"
How would you respond to a student who is non-binary in your classroom?
"But how many genders are there? Will you please state?"
"I won't be answering your question."
When a truck hit and killed one man and seriously injured another man at a homosexual pride parade, Fort Lauderdale, Florida Mayor Dean Trentalis jumped to an unsupported conclusion, reports WPLG-TV.
"What we saw was a terrorist attack on the LGBT community. This is disgusting. We will not stand for this. This is not going to happen in my city or any city."
It turns out the 77-year-old man who drove the white pickup truck, complete with the big homosexual rainbow flag in the back, was a homosexual himself. Because he had an impairment which prohibited him from walking, he was supposed to be the lead vehicle of the parade. Scott Newton, the mayor of Wilton Manors, explained what actually happened.
"But what I understand is he had a problem with his leg, and that's why he didn't walk in the parade. So he was driving the truck. His slip fell off the brake, got stuck behind the brake, and was lodged into the accelerator."
In other words, it was an accident. The driver, who has not been identified, is cooperating fully with investigators, showed no signs of impairment, and has not been charged. The victims, both adult males, were members of the Fort Lauderdale Gay Men's Chorus. In fact, the driver himself is also a member of the Homosexual Men's Chorus. Once Fort Lauderdale, Florida Mayor Trantalis had all the facts, he walked back his initial claim that terrorists had attacked homosexuals in the Pride Parade.
I immediately knew that something terrible was happening. My visceral reaction was that we were being attacked. I regret the fact that I said it was a terrorist attack because we found out that it was not. But I don't regret my feelings. I don't regret that I felt terrorized by someone who plowed through the crowd.
Notice how the people on the left, who justify sin like homosexual behavior, still defend their feelings, no matter how incorrect the initial conclusion turned out to be. Leviticus 18, verse 22 says, "Do not have sexual relations with a man as one does with a woman. That is detestable." Steve and Jody Hammer in Waukesha, Wisconsin, wrote me at adam@theworldview.com. They said, quote, "We're especially enjoying the biblical references which your team selects for the Worldview in 5 Minutes newscast. It's a good reminder that Scripture speaks to all of life. Plus, the news stories about life, family, the church, and suffering brethren around the world give us timely information for prayer. We're grateful for your honest and bold words. May the Lord continue to use you and the wonderful voice and laughter with which you are blessed for his good purposes and for the building up of the saints. We thank the Lord for you and the Worldview team and your collective commitment to truth." End quote. And finally, to help keep the Worldview on the air, we need to raise $65,000 by Friday, July 9th. Toward our goal of raising $32,500 by last Friday, 12 new Worldview listeners stepped up to the plate. Our thanks to Francis in Pflugerville, Texas, who gave $25, Chris in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, who gave $40, Cheryl in Westmoreland, Tennessee, who gave $50, and Linda in Wesley Chapel, Florida, who gave $60. We're grateful to God for Valerie in Bassett, Virginia, Jeremy and Kristen in Cleveland, Tennessee, Arturo here in San Antonio, Texas, and Maurice and Kim in Millersville, Maryland, each of whom gave $100, and were humbled by the generosity of Nicole in Columbus, Georgia, who gave $200, Jonathan in Centerville, Tennessee, who gave $500, Brian in Dassel, Minnesota, who pledged $50 per month for 12 months for a gift of $600, and an anonymous gift from Wisconsin for $600. Those 12 donors gave $2,475. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. $33,293. That means we surpassed Friday's goal of $32,500 by $793. Praise God! In order to hit the $48,750 goal by this Friday, July 2nd, we need to raise $15,457. That means I need to find 26 Worldview listeners who will pledge $25 per month for 12 months for a gift of $300, and another 13 listeners who will pledge $50 per month for 12 months for a gift of $600. And remember, the next 6 listeners who pledge $50 per month will be matched, dollar for dollar, by a generous couple in Minnesota. Just go to theworldview.com, click on Give, select the dollar amount, and select the recurring button if that's your wish. What would the Lord have you do? And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes, on this Monday, June 28th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.